You all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
She clearly is suffering from the signs of psychological terrorism. She is suffering. She's got post-traumatic stress disorder.
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing.
She is shell-shocked. It's become apparent recently after watching this Greta child, this climate child that's obviously, you know, a puppet of the globalists. It's become apparent that these lunatic progressives and climate, you know, hysterical people, they are committing child abuse. They are psychologically terrorizing this young girl, Greta. I think she's 16 years old. She clearly is suffering from the signs of psychological terrorism. She is suffering. She's got post-traumatic stress disorder. She is shell-shocked. And I have seen now numerous videos appearing where you have young children that are interviewed about climate change, and they are terrorized, and they are breaking out in tears on camera, crying. And this child from Germany, Greta, she was screaming about, oh, you've stolen my future, you've destroyed my childhood, you've taken my future away. And, you know, Greta, gosh, I feel so sad for what they've done to you. And it's not fossil fuels that have taken away your future. It's the climate change lunatics that have psychologically terrorized you. You have been subjected to CIA-level PSYOP torture and indoctrination. This is a PSYOP campaign that now targets children so that these globalists, who are mostly funded by George Soros, they can roll out children to speak the words that the adults wish to speak, but with children saying those words, they say that you can't criticize children because they're children for some reason, which makes no sense. So as a result, these children, whether it's on issues of gun control or now climate hysteria or even vaccines, these children are being absolutely terrorized. They're being brainwashed, indoctrinated, probably subjected to, you know, Jason Bourne type of psychological programming, torture, perhaps chemically induced as well. Who knows? Social engineering may not be enough to accomplish what they've done, the level of total psychological warfare that they've committed against these children. And today, I'm going to call for law enforcement to arrest the handlers of these children who are running these psychological terrorism campaigns. These children need to be removed from these adult terrorists, and the children need to be allowed to heal. They need to be given back their childhood. So when Greta says that, oh, you've stolen my childhood, actually, Greta, I want to give you back your childhood. I want to protect you from these hysterical lunatics, these progressives, these climate alarmists who are fabricating everything, and they are using tactics of terrorism to exploit children to try to achieve their political aims. That's the very definition of terrorism, is the use of violence or the threat of violence to achieve political gain. And they're committing a kind of psychological violence against children, like Greta and many others. And this is happening through our school systems. So public education has, in many places across America, become a form of psychological terrorism and the mass programming of children to make them hysterical, to give them nightmares about climate change, to make them terrified of carbon dioxide or the combustion engine. This is cruelty at a level that we've never seen before in any left-wing movement. I mean, I know the left has always been kind of insane. They've got Antifa, and they, you know, they hate liberty, and they hate the Constitution, they hate America, but they're targeting children now. Well, wait a minute. Let me just correct myself. I guess they've been targeting children for a long time, haven't they, with infanticide? I mean, they're the ones who celebrate post-birth abortion. So yeah, I guess they've been murdering children. and celebrating it and applauding it, standing ovation, women's health, murder your children. I guess you're right. To them, terrorizing a child to be a puppet, to say things, to push propaganda, that's nothing to these people because they murder their babies. And come to think of it, they mutilate their babies with chemical castrations and physical castration, genital mutilation in the name of transgenderism. These people assault their own children, just so you know. Physically, chemically, and psychologically. These leftists that do this, these are criminal minds. These are dangerous, violent, malicious, psychopathic criminals. Those are the people who are running Greta. And the thing is, I don't blame Greta. I know I've heard Greta called a climate Nazi, and I've heard Greta called Little Miss Climate Bossy Pants and so on. I feel sorry for Greta because I know that Greta has been subjected to the kind of psychological torture that you might not even get in a federal penitentiary. You know, this is a serious, what do you even call it? I mean, CIA level mind control indoctrination programming of children. This is what the left has come to. I mean, these are the same people that run false flag mass shootings, of course, anything to get gun control. And by false flag, what I mean is the narrative is fake, but the violence is real. The events are staged. I know for a fact that some of these people have allowed their own children to be subjected to mass shootings just so they can have a narrative to push. They don't care. They don't care about their babies. They murder them. They castrate them. They mutilate them. They terrorize them. Of course, they also sacrifice them, all for their political gain. This is what Democrats are doing to children in America today. It's a crime against children. It's a crime against humanity. In a way, I mean, you can't compare this to the Holocaust. It's not the same thing, but you think about the level of evil where one person, Hitler, wanted to wipe out a race of people, wanted to commit genocide. What he has in common with these progressives today is that he had no value of a human life. As long as he got his way and achieved his political aims, he would sacrifice any number of people, even 6 million people, to achieve his aims. I think he shares that in common with these radical climate lunatics on the left who are terrorizing their own children and who are mutilating their children for transgenderism and who are killing their own children in the name of infanticide. So they do have that in common. It's so far beyond everyday evil, it's demonic. And that's the only way you can really describe this. What kind of a person would terrorize their own child to turn them into a mouthpiece for climate lies, to try to claim all these falsehoods that carbon dioxide is bad for the planet? No, it's greening the planet. Well, that the oceans are going to rise 3 feet and drown everybody? Actually, no, they're not. The oceans might rise a few millimeters in the next century, and that's not a bad thing because liquid water, larger oceans, is a bigger marine ecosystem to support life on Earth. Most of the life is in the oceans. So more liquid water is good for the planet. And by the way, when the oceans are bigger, you get more evaporation of ocean water, which means you get more rainfall, you know, from the clouds that absorb water from the oceans. You get more rainfall on land, so you have a more green, lush rainforest kind of environment, like the kind of Earth we had in the age of the dinosaurs over 65 million years ago, if you believe, you know, mainstream history, mainstream archaeology, and so on. They say 65 million years ago, you know, Utah was lush, Nevada was lush, Arizona, it was all like rainforest because that's where the dinosaurs were roaming around eating all the lush green plants. How was it that way? Because there was more carbon dioxide. The ocean levels were a little bit higher. There was more water, more rainfall. And then you've got these children like Greta running around just terrorized, screaming, pouting, thinking that she's going to die if the planet has more rainfall. It's not even funny. It's sad, actually. It's criminal. It's child abuse. And we literally need to have the police march in there and rescue this child. Maybe that should be a hashtag or a bumper sticker. Rescue Greta from the climate lunatics. That's my take on it. I don't blame Greta. I think we should rescue Greta. She needs to be reunited with a loving adult influence, parents, family, and not just terrorized by these operatives who are funded by George Soros, by the way. It's amazing. So just prepare yourself, because there's going to be an endless parade of children rolled out to lecture you on everything that the globalists want you to believe, whether it's climate hysteria or vaccines. You have to take your vaccines. Little children are going to scream that you've taken away their childhood if you don't get vaccinated. Or gun control, they're going to scream that you've destroyed their lives if you own a gun, even though you've done nothing against them by being a legal, lawful gun owner, right? But this is what they're going to do. And the fascinating upshot to all this is that Democrats have come to realize that their adults, they're, you know, like Joe Biden, are lunatics, are brain-numbed zombies who can't even speak. They don't even know where they are, what day it is. They can't remember anything. It's like Joe Biden, almost as he's speaking, you can see his brains funneling out of his ears as he's talking. Just like dripping on out of there. Because, I mean, let's face it. Sadly, the guy has advanced dementia. He needs to retire. But they're going to try to push him through, just like they're pushing Ruth Bader Ginsburg through. She's an advanced stage, you know, cancer patient who's suffering from chemo brain. Sad to say, I feel sorry for these people. I offered to help Ruth Bader Ginsburg, try to help her overcome her cancer if she's interested in holistic cancer cures, but of course, they aren't interested in that. So you think about all these elderly that they're pushing out there who can't function anymore like Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton or Ruth Bader Ginsburg. They are incapable of functioning. And then even the younger adults in the Democrat Party, like Ocasio-Cortez, she has like an IQ of 57. She is incapable of thinking. If she wasn't handed something on a script, she has no idea how anything works. Remember, she was bamboozled by, you know, a garbage disposal in the kitchen sink in her apartment. It's like, what is this? Oh, it's screaming at me. I'm serious. Ocasio-Cortez is the first, I think, the first, you know, clinical moron that's ever been elected to Congress. I'm sorry to say, she is cognitively retarded. There's no other way to say it. And so I think even a lot of leftists realize this. And so they're turning to children who now sound like geniuses compared to AOC and Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton and even Beto, who is a tweaking lunatic with a substance abuse problem, quite obviously. But so they're rolling out the children because the children are the only ones whose brains haven't been brain damaged yet in the Democrat Party. The children are the only one who can speak in a way that makes any sense, but only if they're given a script of what to say. That's what we're dealing with. You know, there's nobody in the Democrat Party that can speak intelligently like Senator Rand Paul, for example. You know, Rand Paul is the voice of reason, and his father continues to be a voice of reason as well. There's nobody in the Democrat Party that can speak with anything resembling reason. They've all become lunatics, and they've resorted to kidnapping and terrorizing children now to be their surrogate mouthpieces to spew their fake propaganda hoaxes about climate change and vaccines and even lies about President Trump and everything else. This is what it has come to. It's rampant systemic child abuse. In any case, look, in summary, I want to be clear about my position here. We need to rescue Greta from her handlers, and we need to condemn her handlers, and we need to stop this massive child abuse that's being carried out by these leftists. And if you want to learn more truth about the climate, read my website, climate.news. And of course, you can watch my videos at brighteon.com. But I tell you what, I'm just going to send out a prayer for Greta today. Greta, I pray for you. I pray that you can be freed from your bondage, from your psychological prison, and the terrorism, the psychological torture that you are being subjected to. I pray that you will be set free and that you will be able to expose the cruelty of this prison for your mind that you have been subjected to. And I pray that as you grow into a full adult, that you will speak out against the malicious psychological indoctrination, brainwashing, and PSYOP campaign that you specifically have been subjected to. I hope that you come to see the light about what's really going on, and that you expose the malicious psychopathic criminals that have subjected you to all of this. I pray for your safety. I pray that you can live out your childhood. I pray that you can live a life without living in fear, because you don't have to live in fear. The climate is not going to kill you, and the oceans are not going to flood your bedroom at night. None of that's going to happen. And in 10 years, you'll know. None of it happened. But I hope you can come to see the truth without having to go through 10 more years of psychological terrorism that you're being subjected to. So, spread the word, folks. Share this video. It's time to stop this terrorism of our children. Thank you for watching. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.